This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
From the Islamic Institute of Toronto, this is Mamoun Hassan and you are listening to Friday Decoded. This Friday, Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick delivers an astounding speech at the Institute, urging all, despite hardships, losses, and the many trials of life, to stay optimistic. He draws some relevant parallels of how we see hardships versus how we should see hardships.
Allah begins this mighty chapter reminding us, O humanity, and not just Muslims, the whole of humanity, be conscious of your Lord. For surely the quaking of the hour will be a terrible thing.
When you prepare your khutbah, Sheikh, do you often go back to specific events that are happening to you?
Yes. It is reported that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he would give his khutbahs, it would be very relevant. And sometimes even his eyes would get red, and sometimes he even raised his voice. He spoke as though there was an army just behind the mountain, you know, near Medina. In other words, you know, very relevant, very real. And so normally when I prepare my khutbah, I do try to attach it to something that is actually happening right now in the community. And of course, if I can use myself as an example, then that even has more meaning, you know, to the people who are listening, because, you know, you in a sense, you know, become an example of what you're talking about.
We are feeling fear. Fear being created by a media, or fear in the streets, Islamophobia. And now Muslims, even in our beloved land in Toronto, in Canada, even under attack just for the fact that they are Muslims. Women feeling pressure and being under attack just because they are covering their head as the women of the righteous. We are also feeling in the Muslim world hunger. Hunger is widespread, all of humanity, but we as Muslims are seriously feeling this in the heartlands of Islam. There is a loss of wealth. Many of the countries that were rich countries have been turned into poverty-stricken zones. The loss of life. And personally, most of us have lost somebody even within the past year.
Sheikh Abdullah, your khutbah today was about hardship, loss, and almost kind of about grieving, like the Islamic way of grieving. Talk to me a little bit about why you've selected such a khutbah for today.
Well, today coincides with a number of sad affairs, you know, happening in the Muslim community right here in Scarborough, and that is that our own Sheikh Ahmed Kuti, his brother, who was also a scholar, has just passed away on the 5th of August. And also one of our brothers named Elias Mahmoud, who was from Jamaica, who's a publisher and, you know, active Muslim for years, 40 years, you know, here in Toronto. He just passed away about 4 days ago. And, you know, coupled with the general situation in the world, I thought that it was interesting, you know, to note that this is part of the predictions of the coming of the Day of Judgment, you know, that there would be a lot of quaking and a lot of terrible things happening and a lot of trials and tests, you know, for the world and especially for the Muslims.
It's certainly a difficult topic to talk about. You talk about loss and grief and difficulties that, you know, people are going through. Tell me why this is an important thing to for Muslims to understand, especially nowadays.
Well, it is crucial because we are literally going through a state of loss. I mean, if you look at the world right now, you'll see that we are the most embattled community probably in the whole world. We have more refugees than any other religion or group. We have more failed states. You know, in Yemen, it's, you know, one of the biggest disasters in terms of disease, cholera. Central African Republic, Syria, you know, the losses of people. I mean, the Uyghur Muslims in China. And, you know, you can just go on and list, you know, the things that are happening to Muslims. So it's important for us to be able to channel that energy, that negative energy, into something positive. So this is really what, you know, we're dealing with our reality and trying to make something positive come out of it.
So our response to the hardships, our response to the fear that is around us, or supposed fear, our response to the hunger, our response to the loss of wealth or loss of lives, has to be the response of as-sabirin. The patient people, and part of sabr is being steadfast, persistent, to persevere. And that steadfastness is couched in optimism, positivity. Because if we were pessimists, if we thought negative about things, then we would be literally destroying ourselves.
The word huzn or hazan, you know, the concept of sadness or grief or sorrow, you know, as a noun or as a concept, is not really used in the Quran to describe believers, that they should be sad, that they are in a state of sadness. It's the opposite, you know, because this word itself does not appear in the Quran. And the only time that forms of it appear is when it's being forbidden. So in other words, the Quran is saying, don't be grieved, don't be sorrow, don't be sad.
Because sadness and sorrow, it can lead to depression. And you know what I mean. I have felt this myself. We all feel this. You feel sad. You just feel negative. You feel in grief. And if that continues in your life, it has an impact on your mind and on your body.
Sheikh Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, you know, who's actually saying, you know, don't ruin your happiness with worry, and don't ruin your mind with pessimism, in other words, being negative. And he said, don't ruin your success with deception, and don't ruin the optimism of others by destroying it. And don't ruin your day by looking negatively back at yesterday, which is a very good advice. In other words, don't be negative about things, you know, because you're actually destroying yourself and you can be affecting other people, you know, who are around you. Try to look at things in a positive way, because, you know, there are positive things happening. And the Prophet ﷺ used to tell us, you know, you should always look at people who are, you know, not as well off as you. So trusting in Allah, depending upon Allah, and, you know, trying to find, you know, peace and acceptance of all situations, you know, can keep the heart of the believer happy. In other words, optimistic and positive.
This has been Friday Decoded from the Islamic Center of Toronto. Our podcast is produced by the IIIT media team, that is Tahmid Shadman, Muhammad Yassin, Hussam Al-Akbari, and yours truly. Our audio track includes no music instruments and produced by the talented Elias Mao. Check him out at eliasmao.com. If you liked our podcast, please email, like, share, and rate us. We love to hear from you. Our email address is media@islam.ca. My name is Mamun Hassan, and Assalamu Alaikum.